what cause? The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Johannesburg, May the 14th, 8:45 a.m. The morning rush hour is beginning to dwindle, and shopkeepers are preparing for the first customers of the day. The few late office workers hurry along the pavements, rubbing shoulders with early shopping housewives. Climbing Twist Street, away from Clarendon Place, is a small red delivery van. Two stout ladders are wired to the roof rack. The legend on the side reads, "Protect your home with an Atlas alarm." The driver and his passenger are dressed in white overalls.
You're sure about this thing, Dave?
Of course I'm sure. It's as safe as ours, as I'm telling you.
And you reckon we'll get away with a bit?
Well, what do you think? Biggest jeweler in Hillbrow? Have you seen some of the stuff he's got in there?
Yeah. But most of the valuable stuff would be in the safe. We'll never be able to get into that.
We won't have to. Look, I know, mate, there's cases of watches and things inside the shop. Glass cases. We can get into those easy.
At night, eh? When there's no one about.
That's the idea. There's a little door at the back. I know the way in. We can force the lock as easy as anything. Then we'll be into that shop and out again in 10 minutes.
And the alarm won't go off.
Because we're on our way to fix it now. Oh, yes. We'll fix it all right.
...9:15 a.m., Cotter Street, Hillbrow. The shop of Otto Klein and Sons is a small, discreet jeweler's, set a little back from the street. The two small front windows are decorated with a tasteful display of expensive Swiss watches. Inside the shop, Mr. Otto Klein Jr. is standing on a chair while he indicates a small side window to the two men in white overalls.
There, you see that small catch. I don't think the contact has been made properly.
Yeah, well, we'll have a look at that, sir. Yeah,
give me a hand on, will you?
Oh, all right, then.
Thank you.
It's all right with you, Mr. Klein. We'll get to work right away.
Oh, excellent, yes. This is a quiet time. There shouldn't be many customers for an hour or so.
We'll start at the back here.
The back?
Yes, sir. That's where the terminal box is. We'll have to check that first.
Oh, of course, of course. You know your job better than I do.
That's right, sir. Shan't be long.
What's a terminal box, for goodness sake?
I made it up. We've got to fix this door, haven't we?
Terminal box.
Would you be quiet and hand me that toolbox? All finished, Mr. Klein.
Good, good. That was very quick.
Oh, not much wrong, sir. Just a loose connection.
Is that all?
Would you like to come out and test it?
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. I trust you men. Oh, it'll be quite a relief.
Relief, sir?
Yes, I haven't been able to relax these last few nights, knowing the alarm hasn't been working properly. But it's all right now.
It certainly is that, sir. You won't have a thing to worry about.
Would you chaps like a cup of tea before you go?
Well, that'd be very nice, thank you.
Good. Well, then I'll be able to show you one or two nice watches that have just arrived. Who knows, I might be able to sell you one.
Who knows, Mr. Klein?
Cotter Street, Hillbrow, 4:45 p.m. Patrol car 17 draws into the curb outside Otto Klein and Sons. The passenger, Sergeant Bill Janssen, says a quick word to his driver, Constable Dennis de Jong, opens the car door and strides across the pavement to the door of the shop. Otto Klein looks up from the counter as he sees the tall, uniformed man walk towards him.
Sergeant, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. I just popped in to see if everything was all right.
Oh, quite all right again, thanks. The men were here this morning. You'll be pleased to hear the alarm is working perfectly again.
Ah, that's good. Must be quite a relief to you.
Oh, it is. It certainly is. I can't tell you how grateful I am to you people.
It's been a pleasure, Mr. Klein. It's our job to look after other people's property.
Well, you can relax now. I'm well protected.
Well, there are a lot of other businesses in Hillblazer. They've all got alarms, but we still can't relax.
No, no, I don't suppose you can.
Well, if the alarm's fixed, I'll be on my way. Good afternoon, Mr. Glynn.
Cheerio, Sergeant, and thanks again.
Through here.
Just a second.
Now, what's the matter?
I just thought. Do you think this place has got the night watchman?
Are you crazy? Well, look at it. A pretty old building. Only three little shops. I mean, it's only got three stories. A couple of offices up there and a health studio or something. Does it look as if they'd have a night watchman?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't do any harm to make sure.
All right, all right. If it makes you any happier, I'll have a look. You wait here and keep an eye out for the cops.
Okay.
They're the ones we have to be careful of.
Is that you?
Yeah. Coast still clear?
The squad car went past about a minute ago. It turned down through street.
Good.
Good?
Yes. Use your brains. If it's just gone past, it won't be back for a long time.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
You're just as well I'm here then, isn't it? Come on. Let's go and get those watches. Should be able to break in now. Here, give the door a shove.
It's not moving.
Come on, push. There. We're inside.
Dave, that door. Then we made a lot of noise. What if somebody heard us?
Nobody heard us. Now, come on, will you? Shine that torch over there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Will you look at that? He hasn't put one of those new watches in the safe. They're all here.
Even the expensive ones.
A lot. Here, give me that crowbar. Now, stand back.
Dave, the noise.
Grab those watches. Come on, move.
I've got them, Dave.
Right. Now, this case over here.
Dave, man, I'm scared. Let's get out of here.
We're inside, man. Let's get as much as we can. Bring that torch over here.
Meanwhile, on the fifth floor of Montrose Mansions, a block of flats backing onto a service lane that runs behind Otto Klein and Sons, a man stands at an open window. He has been staring at the open back door of the jeweler's for some time before he speaks.
Jane, there's something funny going on down there.
Funny? What do you mean?
I think that shop's being robbed. The jeweler's.
What on earth makes you think that, George?
Well, look, you can just see the back door. It's wide open.
Yes, so it is. Do you think they're still there?
I don't know. They might be.
George, you're not going down there. You must
be. No, I'm certainly not going to do that.
George, it's none of our business.
I am going to phone the police.
Pretoria Street, Hillbrow, 9:35 p.m. Patrol car 17 has reached the traffic lights at the Clane Street intersection. Constable de Jong glances happily along the street towards the Hospital Hill police station.
Hospital Hill? Did I ever tell you about my first night on the desk there, Sergeant?
No, I don't think so.
Well, there I was, just 2 days out of police college, standing behind one of the most notorious charge office desks in the country.
Control to car 17. Come in, 17. Over.
I'm sorry about your story, Constable. 17 to control, over.
Proceed to Otto Klein Jewelers in Cotser Street. Investigate suspected burglary. Over.
Proceeding, control. Over and out. Looks like that alarm isn't working after all.
Might be a false alarm, Sarge.
We'll soon see.
Come on, will you? Move it, Jack.
It's all right for you. I'm carrying all this stuff.
Not far.
Dave, it's the cops!
Run! Don't run. Walk to the car. That's it. That's right. In you go, cops. Have a look. You won't find us there.
Please, Dave. Please, let's go.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about this, Mr. Glynn.
Sorry. Yes, yes, of course you are, Sergeant. It wasn't your fault. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
The alarm?
Of course the alarm. It should have gone off. It had to go off. Oh, just look at that door.
Yes. They weren't very subtle, were they? They just smashed it open.
I switched the alarm on before I left the shop. I know I did. I even tested it. It worked perfectly.
On which door did you test it?
The front door. But it should have worked on all the doors. I mean, it starts ringing when the power is switched on if the connections aren't perfect.
Is there much missing?
I've been trying to prepare a list. Quite a lot, yes. Fortunately, all the valuable stones are in the safe.
Mm. Ah, I see idea here. Good. Well, we'll be on our way now, Mr. Glynn. The rest of the investigation will be done by the plainclothes staff.
Yes, yes, of course. Thank you very much, Sergeant. That's the best I could do, Captain. I'll be able to give you a complete list in the morning.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Kleiner. No, I don't think there's any need to keep you out of bed any longer.
Do you really think I'll sleep much after this?
Suppose not, sir.
Well, do your best to get these men, Captain.
Yeah, we certainly will, Mr. Kleiner. Good night.
That looks like quite a haul, sir.
Oh, yes, Sergeant. Look for yourself. He's penciled in approximate values next to the missing items.
Well, the grand total comes to well over 2,000.
And nearly all of them watches. Expensive Swiss watches. Klein said most of them only arrived in his shop this morning.
Bit of bad luck for him. What do you make of it, sir?
Well, it's a bit of a puzzle, isn't it, Sergeant? I don't think we should rush to any conclusions at all about this one. And here's the most puzzling bit. The alarm.
You know, he couldn't have switched it on properly. You know, they didn't waste any time trying to be careful of that door. There was no way it couldn't have gone off if it had been switched on properly. You know, I'll bet he's remembered that the thing wasn't on properly and he's afraid to tell us unless the insurance people don't like it.
I think you'll lose your bet there, Sergeant. Remember this part. The alarm's been out of action for a few days. It was repaired this morning. He told the patrol car sergeant all about it this morning. Now, does it seem likely that he'd forget to switch it on after being so happy about it working again?
I shouldn't think so, no. Unless he didn't switch it on, you know, on purpose.
You mean insurance, Dodge?
Why not, sir? It's been done before. You fake a robbery, you hide the loot, you collect the insurance money, and then you put the stolen goods back into stock.
No, I don't think Klein would do a thing like that. He's a very respectable man. We've known him for a long time. I mean, his father was one of the first traders in Hillbrow. That family had been here almost as long as the city.
Well, sir, what's your theory?
I don't have one, Sergeant. I got a choice. He forgot to switch the alarm on properly. He's working a clever insurance dodge, or the alarm wasn't fixed this morning.
Klein says it was, sir. He tested it himself before he left the shop.
I think we might have a very clever burglar on our hands, Sergeant. Someone who knows a great deal about alarm systems.
Hospital Hill Police Station. It is 8:45 a.m., the morning after the burglary of Otto Klein and Sons. In the CID offices at the rear of the building, Captain Peter Dent is reviewing the available facts and their plan of campaign with Detective Sergeant Jan van der Venter.
Good night's sleep, Sergeant.
Yeah, not too bad, sir. Thank you.
That's good. What quite a bit of ground to cover today. I want you to circulate a list of these watches to all the pawnbrokers and second-hand dealers. Oh, and make sure the Newlands and Soweto people get copies as well.
Right, sir. You want me to do that now?
No, not now, Sergeant. Now, I want to have another look at Otto Klein and Sons. Seems business as usual.
Yeah, except for those two showcases.
Good morning, gentlemen. Oh. Have you come for another look around?
Yes, if we're not going to disturb you, sir.
No trouble at all, Captain. Believe me, I'll do anything to help you people get my watches back.
Oh, well, if you don't mind, I'd like another look at the back door.
Of course, yeah. Well, come through this way.
Thank you.
By the way, I took the liberty of phoning Atlas this morning.
Atlas?
The alarm people.
Oh, yeah.
They're sending someone to have a look at the system this morning. I can't really afford to be without it, you know.
Yeah, of course not. They'll be here soon, you say?
Yeah, I should think so. They said they were sending a man straight away.
I'd certainly like to have a word with him when he arrives, sir.
Yes, of course.
He might be able to tell us why the alarm didn't work last night.
That's rich. They send us back to that poor old bloke to tell him why his alarm didn't go off last night.
It sounds so happy. What are we going to tell him, for goodness sake?
We'll think of something. That old bloke will swallow anything. Remember the terminal box?
Yeah, that's right. So we spin him a lie.
Only we try and make it seem that it wasn't the alarm's fault. We don't want them getting suspicious at the factory.
You think they might?
Yeah, leave it to me, mate. No one's going to suspect anything.
Know anything about alarms, Sergeant?
A little bit, sir. They gave us a course in them at the college.
How'd you say this one worked?
It looks like the normal sort. Terminals at the top of the door.
Look all right to you?
Yes, they look all right. It's hard to tell, though. You know, that door took a bit of a beating. Now, the terminals are a bit bent. Yeah, but they may have been straight before the door was broken down.
Wires, they run down the side of the door jamb and connect with the rest of the system. Yeah. That's funny. Have a look at this, Sergeant.
What is it, sir?
Well, shouldn't these wires be joined up down here at the junction?
Yeah, I would have thought so. If the circuit isn't complete, then the alarm will go off as soon as the current's turned on.
Pass me a screwdriver, will you, Sergeant? I think there's one on that workbench.
Yeah. There you are, sir.
Thanks. Just want to see something. Yeah. It's got it off. Well.
Found something, sir?
Look at this.
Piece of silver paper.
Wedged very neatly over the terminals. So that would isolate the door completely. They could have taken an axe to that door. The alarm wouldn't have gone off.
But how on earth...
I've seen this sort of thing before when the terminals were on the outside of the building. Some of the older alarms were like that.
And so the burglars who knew about the alarms could simply short out certain parts of them.
That's why all the connections are now inside the building. Protected, as it were, by their own alarm. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Captain?
Oh, yes, Mr. Clark?
The two men from Atlas are here, the men about the alarm.
Is that so? Well, send them through here, would you?
Yeah, of course. I'll send them right.
Oh, just a second, Mr. Klein.
Yes, Captain?
You said your alarm system was repaired yesterday morning.
That's right, it was.
The two men who are here now, they wouldn't by any chance be the same men who repaired the system yesterday.
Yeah, yes, they are the same men.
Oh, good. I've got one or two questions for them.
Fifteen minutes elapse, and two white-faced technicians walk out of the shop, climb wordlessly into their van, and drive off. Captain Dent stands inside the shop, watching them through the window.
They don't look too happy, sir. Do you think it was wise?
Letting them go?
Yeah.
I had to, Sergeant. There was nothing to hold them on. A spot of circumstantial evidence. Besides, now that they're free, we might be able to pin them down. They're very frightened men.
Are we going to follow them?
No, I don't think that'll be necessary. They'll be going back to their factory. I think a word with their boss is in order.
The small red van turns right into Twist Street, crosses Clarendon Place, and heads north along Louis-Berta Avenue. The two men in white overalls, David Conradi and James DeLange, are silent for a long time. DeLange is the first to speak.
Dave? What are we going to do, men?
What do you mean?
They know. That cop knows it was us, men. We've got to get away.
He doesn't know anything. He's chanced in his arm.
But the silver paper, the short circuit.
What can he prove? Anybody who knows the least thing about alarms could have done that. No, mate. We don't do a thing. We carry on as if nothing had happened. That way we'll prove that we're innocent.
Oh, but Dave...
Do exactly what I say. Think about it, Jackie boy. Think about it. All right, you'll see. You've got to trust me, that's all.
It's along here, I think, Sergeant. Oh, yeah, Acacia Avenue. Yeah, this is it.
Are you sure the manager of the alarm firm will play along, sir?
He's got to, Sergeant. The reputation of his firm's at stake. Ah, he'll go along, all right. Keep an eye out for the number.
27. It should be on your side, sir. Even numbers on this side.
Yeah. I have a 31, 29. Slow down, Sergeant. Oh, there it is. White house with a red wall. Now then, let's work this out before we go in, Sergeant. The boss at Atlas is going to keep Conradi and DeLange there until we give the word.
Meanwhile, we have a word with Conradi's wife in the house there.
Yes.
Do you think she'll be able to tell us anything, sir?
It's my guess that she's quite innocent, so she won't be on her guard. Anything could happen. When we're sure, you get onto the factory. They'll call in DeLange and Conradi and give them the sack. And we simply wait here, see what happens.
Right, sir. I've got that.
Good. Let's go and speak to Mrs. Conradi.
There's definitely someone at home, sir. Back door's wide open.
Yeah, all the washing on the line, too.
Yes?
Good morning, Mrs. Conradi.
Yes, that's right.
We're police officers.
Please?
Yeah, I wonder if we could have a word with you.
What about?
It's purely a routine matter. We'd like some information.
Oh, well, you better come inside then.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, the house is in a mess. I was just cleaning, you know.
That's quite all right. We won't keep you long, Mrs. Conradi.
Oh, please sit down.
Thank you. I'm Captain Dent, and this is Sergeant Van der Venter.
Hello.
How do you do?
Well, what do you want to know?
That's a very nice wristwatch you have there, Mrs. Conradi.
This? Yes. It's just nice. It was a present from my husband.
You had it long?
No. He only gave it to me this morning. It's our anniversary, you see.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Mind you, it isn't a very good one. Dave got a whole lot of them cheap from a friend. I think he's going to keep them for Christmas present.
A whole lot?
Yes. Wasn't it lucky? You see, Dave was fixing an alarm for a jeweler, and this man asks him if he wants some watches. It seems that they'd sent the wrong lot or something. Anyway, Dave got them for next to nothing. You wouldn't think it was cheap to look at, eh?
No, you wouldn't.
Boy, you said you wanted some information.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Conradi. I wonder if the sergeant could use your telephone?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's through there in the passage.
You know the number, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Leave it to me.
Now then, Mrs. Conradi, we'd like to know about the people in this street. You see, we're the ones. Shouldn't be long now, Sergeant.
No, sir. It's a good 20 minutes since I phoned the factory. You were right about the wife, sir. She didn't suspect a thing.
Gave us the whole lot without us having to ask for it.
Yeah. Sir, there's a car turning into the drive now.
Huh? Yeah, that's Conradi. Come on, Sergeant. Let's go and get it. Better cover the back door, Sergeant. I'll go in the front way.
Right, sir.
Come along, Mrs. Conradi.
It's you again.
Yes, Mrs. Conradi. Could I have a word with your husband, do you think?
Who is it, Rita?
It's a police, Dad.
Police? Don't let them in.
Excuse me, Mrs. Conradi.
Oh.
Sergeant, the back door!
I've got him, sir!
Go,
Now then, Conradi, I'd like to have a look at the watches you bought for next to nothing.
Conradi broke down and made a full confession, implicating his friend, James DeLange. Both men were brought to trial and each sentenced to 5 years imprisonment.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of Squad Cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another dramatic story in our authentic South African police series, Squad Cars. Squad Cars is directed by Colin Fish and produced by David Goodman.